Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse, making our way through Leviticus chapter 25, verses 23 through 38 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. The land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and live as foreigners with me. In all the land of your possession, you shall grant a redemption for the land. If your brother becomes poor and sells some of his possessions, then his kinsman who is next to him shall come and redeem that which his brother has sold. If a man has no one to redeem it and he becomes prosperous and finds sufficient means to redeem it, then let him reckon the years since its sale and restore the surplus to the man to whom he sold it, and he shall return to his property. But if he isn't able to get it back for himself, then what he has sold shall remain in the hand of him who has bought it until the year of Jubilee. In the Jubilee, it shall be released, and he shall return to his property. If a man sells a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it's been sold. For a full year, he shall have the right of redemption. If it isn't redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be made sure in perpetuity to him who bought it. Throughout his generations, it shall not be released in the Jubilee. But the houses of the villages which have no wall around them shall be accounted for with the fields of the country. They may be redeemed, and they shall be released in the Jubilee. Nevertheless, in the cities of the Levites may redeem the houses in the cities of their possession at any time. The Levites may redeem the house that was sold in the city of his possession, and it shall be released in the Jubilee, for the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession among the children of Israel. But the field of the pasture lands of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. If your brother has become poor and his hand can't support himself among you, then you shall uphold him. He shall live with you like an alien and a temporary resident. Take no interest from him or profit, but fear your God, that your brother may live among you. You shall not lend him your money at interest, nor give him your food for profit. I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, all of this, it's so funny. I was reading this and I just kept thinking of the time that we went through foreclosure and there was no year of Jubilee for us. And how difficult that was to lose our home, especially when we lived on foreign soil, and having sold it to a quote unquote Christian leader was even worse. And he was a con man. Lord, all of that was hard. And I remember how much I pushed against it, how angry and sad and upset and scared I was. And I finally just came to myself and I felt you say something to the effect of, you say you trust me, but do you really trust me? This is the opportunity to demonstrate that trust. And I finally had to come to that place of saying, I trust, but help my untrust. I say that I trust you, Lord, but actually I trust in myself, and please forgive me. And there was such freedom that came in realizing I could lose everything. My greatest fear could come upon me, like Job had said, and I would still be okay. I was still standing. I still had the love of God, and my family still loved me. There was so much to be grateful for. Yes, lost all the credit. Yes, lost the house. Yes, foreclosure, all the things. Yes, did it damage us in the future? Yes, all those things happened. But God, you sustained us. You provided for us in supernatural ways. And so I just want to publicly thank you for that. And thank you for giving instruction to the nation of Israel that they should take care of each other. And since we really had no fallback with our families, it was the body of Christ that really came in and supplied our need and helped us during that very desperate time. And so, Lord, with that lesson in mind and with this scripture as a backdrop, help us to meet the needs of those who are around us, especially those who are suffering, Lord. Open our eyes to the needs of this world. Open our eyes to the things that you have provided for us, and help us to open our hands freely, joyfully, generously to those who are in need. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Continue to pray for William, our engineer, who's continuing to battle some health issues. If you want to send a little note his way, you can send that to Mary at marydemuth.com.